Manila, how's the weather over there?
Not as bad as what some of the Holland girls had to go through for that photo shoot.
Oh my goodness, I could not stop laughing.
Plus, we are joined by Drag Race Holland's Reggie P, so stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Manila.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Wow. Let's chop it up, girl.
Yes. Okay, it's time to dive into this episode. But first, I think there is a ring at the door. Ding dong, who could it be?
Who is it? Today's special guest just got off Drag Race Holland, and it's Reggie B!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, cuties.
No, you're the cutie. You're giving us boy trade right now. That's lovely.
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, I think I got more from the confessionals than what I did on the runway. So,
hey, as long as you get something out of it, right?
Airtime is airtime, honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Airtime is airtime, right.
So what was your experience like being on season two of Drag Race Holland?
Short, very short.
That part, okay.
No, it was really cool. You know, I'm happy I'm on the season two because when I saw the first season, I'm the daughter of Abby. Oh my God. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I wanted to be there so badly, but I'm happy I'm in a new cast. The audition went great. I'm sad I didn't get to show the part of Reggie B that everybody knows here in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm one of 10 and I'm a drag race girl now, so I couldn't be more happy than I am.
That's it, yeah. Baby.
Welcome
that's
to the it. Sisterhood, girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what were you not able to show you know, that you wanted to show? Well, I mean, obviously without any spoilers, but like what were the things that you were like looking forward to, like going into Drag Race?
Going into the talent show, I was really excited for that one, but they asked us to do a 1.5 minutes and they cut my part into 28 seconds and I didn't have any rehearsal. So it looked, I had like a rehearsal of like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So everybody said like, yeah, we couldn't hear you. I couldn't even hear myself.
makes sense. It makes
and
sense.
That's why I'm like, the girl that is Reggie is the dancing queen, the singing queen, the funny one. I'm doing live. I'm a writer, you know, and I didn't get the chance to do that because I was so ready for a musical.
Yes, a musical. Acting, dancing, singing. Reggie
and
B.
Also, what my runway for next week will be. Oof, girl, I was excited for that one.
Well, I mean, you do what the rest of the girls do, and they like take pictures of it and post it on Instagram.
So we all
can like get into it, or don't ever show them and just wear them to the gig one day, you know?
Yeah, no, thank God for social media during these days.
Yes.
Yeah, the big help.
Well, what has the reception been like from the fans?
It's great. I did not expect to get all these. Like Puni and I are, I guess, the treat-ish because that's what I'm getting in the DMs.
They slide in like, DMs, girl. Yes, honey. They want a little lick a lick. They want some Reggie B, honey.
They want some of that Reggie D, honey.
Yes.
So yeah, it's amazing. Like even like I just came back from Antwerp and I just walked around the street there in full drag to get to the gig and people were taking pictures with me. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like Beyonce. You're a
celebrity, honey. Yes, you're a celebrity. Yeah. This is what it is. Welcome to
and,
it, honey.
And the DMs are really fun. And it's, sometimes I respond to one or two, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to flirt and stuff and know that you're desirable. And
you might even meet your future husband. Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. Instagram is the new Grindr.
Baby, trust. It's a little less cat and mouse because they go direct to your inbox, honey. So, yes. Mm-hmm. You're loving it. Loving it. Well, before we get into this episode, I think we need to open up that big, juicy mailbox of ours and see what's inside. We have a hello, Latrice Manila. I'm a longtime listener, first time writer. Was it just my imagination, or were there more than one queen sporting bulges on stage? I had to go back and watch several times for several reasons, but I noticed something that at the end of the lip sync, it looks like Reggie B's wasn't tucked and had a very much meaty VPL.
VPL?
Maybe, visible
penis line.
Yes. Maybe it is just wishful thinking and it was perhaps padding. What are your thoughts? Love, thirsty for Reggie's D.
God,
and so they're even sliding into our DMs for
you,
bitch.
Wow, see, that's how you know you've made it. Wow, girl.
Yeah, well, I watched it back as well. And the thing is, because we're going to talk about it later, obviously, but I made a dress for the sewing challenge, but I cut it way off too short. So I was like, okay, let me make some panties and put the dress in there. But the dress rolled up, so it looked like my VPL.
Oh, okay. So I thought you just like, okay, so I guess the DMs are going to slow down now because they realized that it was part of your dress and not your actual big...
And also, it was like a really small thing. I was like, that's not my VPL, darling.
Okay.
Let the children know. Let them know, honey.
That was just the appetizer. The real meal is in the back, honey.
yes, Lord. Remember, we love hearing... love your emails and hearing from you. So make sure you send us emails at latricemanila@gmail.com because we may need your help. So if you have any insider tea on Holland things we just don't know about, send us an email and we might read it on the air.
Now let's discuss this second episode of Drag Race Holland Season 2. Okay, so we have our mini challenge photo shoot, which is like,
I am so here for it. I love a mini challenge photo shoot.
Yes. Bike in a storm. I guess in Holland you have some temperamental weather, I guess. On my trips to Amsterdam, I know there's a lot of bike riding. So I love the little like pedaling on the bike.
Yeah.
And
the combination of this is like the bikes and the weather. It's perfect. It's a typical Dutch thing.
Okay. I know. I've been there several times and it's not always sunshiny.
No.
But
yeah, I like this one. This reminded me of season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race here in the States when we had the wind machine when those girls were sitting on that big cannon and they were all like dressed like Civil War.
Jujubee's lashes, honey.
And the lashes.
They also did it in Canada on the top. I think.
Oh, right. Yeah.
On the mountaintop, blowing the snow at them. Yes. So what was it like for you being on this bike, Reggie?
Well, first of all, it was our first mini challenge where they were like, okay, 20 minutes. And like, 20 minutes, girl.
That's not a lot of time at all.
No, yeah. So, and as I say in the episode, I was tucked. And then they said, yeah, hop on the bike. I was like, how am I going to sit on a bike when I'm tucked? and I saw the windmill. I was like, okay. And again, it was a little Beyonce moment. And that windmill went on. Girl, my eyelashes were having its own moment. I was so happy I glued that wig, but it was so hard. And then the rain came. Yeah, messy.
That's what we love to see, y'all. a mess.
Yeah. A mess. But we did get actually some, we did get some really good pictures. Some I'm not really gonna lie. Good
pictures though. Yeah, really yeah, yeah. Did.
Do,
yeah.
Do any of this, did any of them stand out to you, Latrice?
Oh my God. I actually was living for My Little Pony. I lived for the yes. Countess. Reggie B, you did fantastic too, I thought. I think your shot is fabulous.
Thank you.
But Vivaldi, bitch, that bitch looks stunning. I'm like, did they even have wind on for her?
Like so one of the cool. earlier shots yeah, before they turned it all like, the way to full blast?
Boys, honey. But yeah, no, they're not really a lot of, they're no bad ones in the lot. Like, really, they're all fun and fabulous. But those
and also the Countess and Vivaldi, they looked so great for 20-minute makeup. They looked so good.
Baby, mm-hmm. if that's what y'all do in 20 minutes, I am here for it, bitch. That yeah. they're fully done. Fully yeah. done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that Fred had a lot of fun throwing all that like paper trash on you guys, like in the wind.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute. Like and the pit crew were like really getting into it. Like one of the pit crew members was just like bursting out laughing, and the other one's up on that thing hosing you down. Such a good challenge.
So good.
Yeah, yeah, and also like it also like they showed like a minute or of all of us, but we were on the bike for like I think 10 minutes, and
oh,
I remember.
My God.
When we were waiting for each other, we were in the other room, and we heard Fred laughing the entire time, screaming, especially when Tabitha came on, because Tabitha went crazy with those breastplates.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That is so amazing. Now, the winner is the Countess, and yeah. I think she did a fantastic job, but she wins a head start in choosing the materials for the Maxi Challenge, which is the Design Challenge.
Yes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it's what unconventional shit. Just
yeah, yeah. And it's a nice because it's the second episode, so we got to see like your things that you got to bring, and then you know, and then we got to see like what can you make with this. Yeah,
with this shit. And
camping
level.
Garb, yeah, for sure. But before all that, we get some really cool conversations in the workroom. Reggie B, you actually open up and talk to Ivy about your fingers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was born with a polydactyly, which means more toes, more fingers. So I had 1.5-ish thumb on my left hand more. Which means I have 2 middle fingers.
Oh, so she can really give you the bird, honey. Double birds.
Yeah. And on my left foot, I had 2 toes more, and on my right foot, I had 3 toes more.
What?
Yeah.
So, you were born with this. And so at what point in your life did you have the surgery to give you just the 10 digits on each?
On my feet when I was really young, like, I think like one year or two, I guess. And my hand 3, because I started walking really fast, which means my body was getting too used to having those extra strength on my feet, you know, because you're going to balance, because you're going to balance on your toes. So the doctor's like, okay, we need, you know, we have to chop them.
She got the chop, honey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Did your parents say like, oh, well, like Reggie was doing such a good job learning how to walk, and then we had to chop her toes off, and now she's she's falling over now.
Damn.
Well, my mom told me that when she gave birth of me that everybody there was screaming, call the nurse, what's happening, blah, blah, blah. But my mom was like laying there, couldn't do anything, so it was really scary for her. And thankfully, I don't know anything about the surgery anymore because I was way too young.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I graduated from a musical academy, which was actually impossible to do.
Yeah, because you were saying that like they said you wouldn't be able to like dance or do sports or anything, and
yeah, physical sport mostly. Yeah, they said he can do it, but probably not on the best way or whatever. And then I did ballet for 4 years. So
well, Reggie B, if you ever want to fit into a size like 6 pump, you could just get a couple more digits removed from your feet too. You can
yeah.
have a little Cinderella moment where you can just fit any little size you want. Maybe I don't know. Is it hard to find shoes?
I can wear pumps. I can only wear boots or something that covers over my entire ankle because I need some strength around my ankle. Mm. And with a pump, an open pump, my feet is too, yeah, they're too wide on the sides. So it bounces off the pump. So yeah, that's okay. The only thing that's a little sad about drag. But if I have to wear boots all the time, that's fine.
Hey, we make it work, right? Because, you know, not every drag queen can fit into just like a size. Sometimes we have to get like the size, you know, 16 shoe. And this you can't just get that anywhere, you know? So we find a way, honey. We find a way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a break and we'll get back and we'll talk about the design challenge. Glamping Couture. We're back and we have Reggie B from Drag Race Holland Season 2. The runway, we have Glamping Couture. First up, we have Ivy Elise Monroe. She's wearing different sleeping bags. She kind of has like a little bit of a trumpet skirt going on.
Yeah, a little Balenciaga bottom. I the silhouette almost was right. And then I got, you know, up close and personal and I was like, so this is not really a top. Like, she has nothing underneath there, right?
I think it looks a great silhouette. I think that just because of the different patterns of the sleeping bag, it wasn't, you know, it just doesn't make sense to my eye. And then Ivy, I think, girl we need to like get her a new wig. Or this is the second runway that I have had a problem with her hair because she's absolutely stunning in the face. And so I want the hair to match. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
And this is not that.
Mm-hmm. Same like my wig from last week, the green one. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, go. We all have some certain wigs that we regret wearing on TV for sure.
Yes, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next we have My Little Pony. And what was this made? What was it made out of? Like inflatable?
It's like plastic, right? Like inflatable balls or something? Or
inflatable pool?
There was one inflatable tent for children that you can blow up and then they can sit in it. And she just, and she cut it open and made it into a silhouette.
Oh, well, she did that.
I like the little like purse that, you know, kind of matched the shoulder.
That was really cute.
And then
inside that's what they cut out. Fred walked back into the workroom and said, okay, we have another thing for you. You guys have to also make a bag that matches your outfit.
But now we understand why y'all got these purses.
I like the idea of having the purses that match. I think that was a cute little touch. So I think y'all did a good job for the most part.
Yeah. That's cute. And also the mini challenge and this challenge were filmed on the same day. And the mini challenge took way too long. So we started way too late for the design challenge.
Whoa.
And then,
because you said that you guys were up until 3 a.m., right?
Yeah, so we backed the crew members that were there. Can you please stay longer? But they were like, at some point, it's like 1 at night right now. We also need to go home because tomorrow we're here at 7 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So we said, all right, well, it's not our problem that we started late. Can we bring our stuff to the hotel?
Mm.
And then we finished our things in a hotel room.
Oh, and you're probably up until 6 o'clock in the morning then, huh?
Everybody slept 1 hour or two.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, it doesn't show.
Y'all did that. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, Tabitha.
I thought it was fun because I like. There was a proportion thing with it that wasn't really working. I think Fred said She wanted her hair to be bigger.
Yeah.
But I love the proportion of the dress. It was a little bit, the hemline was a little bit
wonky,
crooked.
But it was, yeah. But
I like how it was like hitting her right at the vagina, and it was just like she had like legs. It was just like legs.
Yeah. She looks really long and tall.
She is. She's very tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. I mean, and then I noticed that she had this like kind of like side cape to kind of just cover up that one side where the hem kind of came up a little bit too far up in the back. So she's like, let me just cover it up with that. So
I think Tabitha cut a hole into a parasol thing. How do you say that? Like the ones that you have on the beach?
Umbrella.
And she cut on the umbrella things. Yeah, she beach cut umbrella. It out and
that was
put
smart.
It through.
That's yeah. That was smart.
That's all you
smart.
Gotta do. And then she glued the buttons to it.
Yeah.
What about Vivaldi?
Okay, this jacket that she made, though, bitch, just patchwork. She looks fierce.
Yeah.
The shoes, the socks. She looks fierce.
Mm-hmm. And the tuck. This is when they said that she wasn't tucked. They kind of were like, okay, so meaty tucks.
Yeah, meaty. It's wide set. It's a wide set vagina.
Yes. But other than that, like, the outfit's really cool. I like the fact that she's, like, just wearing, like, a robe. Like, you know, I'm wearing a robe right now. And just has the pasties in their underpants and the little scrunchie in her hair. I love that.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, Lilo, during the recordings of that, because she is the sewing queen of the group. And then she was running out of time. And we were like, Vivaldi, are you okay? I'm fine.
when you're the sewer and you like proclaim that, oh, I know how to sew, and then all of a sudden you're like running out of time, you're like, oh shit, I gotta talk myself up. I gotta look good. And she looked good.
She did.
Until the Countess came out,
bitch. And shut it down, honey. This bitch right here. Honey, this is so good. I cannot believe it was that inflatable alligator turned into this.
Love it. Faux croc. I love it.
Like, so good.
Yeah.
It's really
so
pretty.
So good. Oh.
And also in real life, it was super detailed. The way, the how she like stick those glasses together, and it is in detail. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, Countess. Well, I'm watching her. Watching
you,
girl.
I got my eye on you, girl.
Got my eye on you, for real.
Then we have Vanessa Van Cartier. I love this. Like, she made the outfit out of a mosquito net. And then she, like, had the little fly swatter. And she kind of gave... She told the story of, like, you know, the flies buzzing around her while she's on her adventures.
And then she has a fish purse. I love it.
Like she's full on going camping.
She's a great storyteller and concept queen as well. Like, she's very creative, and I love getting a glimpse of what's in the side of that brain of hers. Like, she's a concept queen and beauty, you know? Brains and beauty. We love it.
And also, Vanessa is, like, really, really nice in real life. Like, I had a gig with her yesterday at Antwerp Pride because she's from Belgium. And there's just something about Vanessa that is so chill when you're, like, in the same dressing room. It's just, she can scream and have a kiki and blah, blah, blah. But when you're together with her and you need to focus, she's so nice. It's lovely to work with her.
Yeah, she's a consummate professional. Professional. She's a professional. Kylie Minaj. Okay, this was tasty for me. I love this, like, one leg, one sleeve, bell-like situation. This is cute. It's freaking all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
And I love the wig that she paired it up with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely, like, fun color blocking and good and color... It was balanced for it was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Love Masissi. I didn't know what to expect from this because when it was like sitting on the mannequin, I was like, oh girl.
Lord.
Oh, girl. There's random ping pong balls. I mean, I don't know what's going on. There was like a flamingo happening. I was like, I'm getting worried.
Yeah, I was a little worried.
The final piece wasn't as bad. I actually liked the bustier that she created. And I liked it.
And we stay there. We're not going to go to the next one.
Oh, the next one is you, Reggie B.
Reggie B and her broken heel. What happened, girl? Your shoe broke.
My platform broke.
Oh, my gosh.
It came off the platform? Yeah. I've had that happen before from the heat. That's what happened.
Really?
Yeah. It's from sometimes
the glue comes undone.
The glue comes undone. It's happened to me. Because
I was wearing them the entire day. And yeah. I set my foot one on that runway.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched my ankle a little bit. So it also hurt.
Oh, but, ouch. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I've been there. Two pairs of my shoes did that on RuPaul's Drag Race stage. So I know exactly.
Really?
Yeah. The white boots when we did the that wet t-shirt contest.
Uh-huh.
Threw those right in the trash because they broke because they got wet and then there was any heat and then they came off the platform. Yep.
So you know what? Actually, I had a shoe break on season 3 once. We did like a mini challenge where we're doing like rustical chairs and I had put on these boots that I got for like $20 in a bargain bin. And by the end of the mini challenge, they were destroyed. I had to throw them away.
Yep. RuPaul's Drag Race will fuck up your shoes. Just know so you know.
Yeah, and also the producer also the crew that they came to me like, do you want to do it again? I was like, no, fuck it. I kept going. Just leave it like that. Leave it like that. And then the producer, which was a straight male, came with like nail glue. Can we glue it with this?
I'm
like,
what? Oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Nail glue doesn't even hold nails on. So like how is it gonna hold a heel with an entire body weight. Yeah.
I was like, we love a straight man in a group of drag queens.
Unless it was that gorilla glue that that girl put
in her hair. Oh shit.
That might have held it. Okay, let's get into your look because we have not talked about your look yet. We're talking about your shoes, but let's talk about this look. So,
be honest.
Yeah, baby.
Say it.
What's going on? What was your vision? Because I want to see what you were seeing because I don't see it right now. So tell me what you was envisioning when you was putting this together. Is this a sleeping bag on your train? Is it on the back? Is that a sleeping bag?
Yeah, it's like two sleeping bags. They were supposed to like lay down like evenly on both sides, which didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be a dress. And then the headpiece, what is it? The shoulder thing was a pillow. So the vision was there. The execution.
However, the execution...
And also, I started like four times over and sewed four dresses, and I wasn't happy.
With
the color palette. Yeah,
I mean, people don't understand. Like these are really, really difficult because, like, not only are you're just like literally like trying to put something together with a bunch of crap that does not go together.
Most of
the shit doesn't go through the sewing machine.
Sewing machine.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I broke two sewing machines.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to say you gave it a valiant effort. You kept on going with the broken shoe.
And you were able to tell that little story with the little sleep mask and things like that.
Yeah, your little story was cute. You were acting it out very well. But yeah, maybe your outfit needed a little bit more rest as well.
So nice.
For 1 hour of sleep, girl. Like she's just baby, like, you know what? Let me just sleep in my outfit.
I was like, let me lay on my back with the pillow.
She's like, you know what? Y'all, I'm gonna just like nuzzle up in my gown, and
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that photo that we're looking at, I had like 1 hour of sleep. So yeah, I needed to go.
Yeah. She need a nap. That's your new drag name. She need a nap, honey. Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun. Obviously, we had our main challenge winner was the Countess. Very well deserved. Mm-hmm. Like, the bitch shut it down. Like, yeah, she shut it down. And then our bottom two was Ivy Elise. And then, of course, you, Reggie B. Don't leave me this way by Thelma Houston. Now, I was like so excited because number one, I know the song and it was in English. Mm. But not only that, it's a, you know, this is another like one of those classic drag anthems as well, you know.
Yeah. So, because it has a lot of emotion so that you can really like perform, you know, you don't really have to rely on like, you know, like dancing or choreography or like jump splits or whatever. But you did give us a cartwheel, girl.
A beautiful cartwheel. Mm-hmm. Pointed toes and straight legs. I was very impressed. And it was fast too, bitch. She was like, whoop, like it was, yeah. I'm going to be honest because we're being honest, right?
Yeah, I know. Girl, be. Please be.
I didn't see Ivy Elise winning. I did not get it. I did not follow her lip sync. I didn't get what she was doing. I don't understand how she won the lip sync. I'm being honest.
Well, yeah, understand. Fred said it was a close call. You know what I mean? And
so maybe they took in the... I don't know what they took into consideration, but in that lip sync, I don't think that she beat you.
I mean, I enjoyed Ivy's lip sync in my humble opinion. So I don't know. It's like it was a close call, and you know, someone has to go home. You know, so
and
it's
that's
like,
what happened also on the that's what happened on the set because we finished our lip sync and Fred walked away to go backstage.
Oh, he did a recall. Yeah, when it gets all juicy, you gotta walk backstage. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he was gone for like 10 minutes, and Ivy and I were standing there. Then he came back, and he didn't want to look at us. He looked down. That's what I saw. Then the entire crew came back. Then they were like, okay, we made a decision. And then Fred was like, no. Then everybody came back again. And then he said, okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to vote with all the people that are here. Like, okay, you vote. And it still stayed 50-50. So it took like 20 minutes to decide who's going home.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they go and watch the footage again.
Yeah.
Sometimes to just like make sure that saw in real life is what was captured on camera. I mean, you know, it's hard because like, you know, everyone has a different style of lip syncing and everyone's performance is going to be different. And, you know, you might get people that are like completely different. And how are you supposed to judge them next to each other? So...
Yeah, and that's also what they said after, because they said why they choose Ivy is because she lip-synced and I performed. You know what I mean?
Okay. I can see that. She did really was theatrical, but I didn't understand the theatrics. It was not what
I thought she had a seizure.
Right. I'm like, this is not what the song is called.
Did she just die? What happened?
Did she fall?
She's on the floor. On the floor.
No, for real. I thought she had a seizure at one moment.
Yeah,
she was on the ground.
Right, gyrating and vibrating and stuff. Yeah, I didn't get it. Also, like from you know, a viewer standpoint, I really wish that the editing department would get their fucking editing together because your lip sync was off from the music. Like it was not in sync with the music. So we were like, okay, so like we got to deal with that. And we don't know if you guys really know the words, but like, no, they know the words. They're just saying them a little bit after. Like we just ate a lot of you know.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Edibles. You're gonna say edibles. Yeah.
And we're late.
Well, Reggie B, unfortunately you were eliminated. But you're part of the family now, girl.
I am.
You went with a bang, girl. Like your shoe broke. You know, you had a close call.
You got people blowing up your DMs. They want more of your... They all about the Reggie D. Mm-hmm. They want the VPL. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you good, boo. You know.
Yes, they want those extra fingers and toes, honey. Hey. Yes, it's all about that. Yes, yeah. I want merch. I want merch with you with, like, handprints with, like, extra fingers.
With all this, all
but with
this
nails.
Yes. Do your original fingers and toes.
Yes, honey. With, like, nails on it. Yeah, I want to see that. Now, remember, yeah, listeners, we love your emails. So make sure you send us an email, emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com, because we might need your help. So if you have insider tea on all things Holland that we might not know about, send us an email and we might read it on the air.
Yeah. So why don't we take a quick break and we'll be back with our tops and chops.
We're back. Episode two.
Lord, episode two. And you know, each week we're going to be highlighting our tops and our chops of the week. Our favorite and least favorite moment of the second episode of Drag Race Holland. Now, let's get into it. Our tops. What are your tops of the week? Top moment, top person, top anything.
My top is going to be the Countess. Like, just the mini out challenge, she slayed.
Yeah, slayed.
Then she picked the three items in the 20 seconds that she had extra, and she just picked the three items and then made that outfit, and it was amazing. She looked so good. Mm-hmm. The Countess. She's my top.
Period. Exclamation point, and I'm tagging on to that because that is also my top. Like, 100%, the bitch slayed this episode. She's just lovely. Like, even in her confessional, she's giving me pure woman.
She's
like,
and she is gorgeous.
And then she had that like moment in the makeup mirror with Tabitha. Where like Tabitha, like the older queen, is like having this like moment with like the younger fashion queen, and they're like learning about each other. And I like that moment, you know what I mean?
Like, because
I always find like there's like a divide when it comes to like, oh, we're the young like 20-year-old model girls, and then you have like the 40-year-old girls, you know, being like, oh, I have to put on so much makeup, I got wrinkles.
Yeah, that was my. What is your top moment, Reggie?
I think the Countess as well. Yeah, I really like the Countess, but I also really like my Lapuni's outfit. Although it looks like the tent that you can blow up, but I do really like the outfit. I like the colors and everything, and her makeup matched it perfectly with the outfit.
Oh yeah, with the little diamond makeup on her eyes. Yeah.
Well, cool. There you go.
Now, what about our chops?
Say it, Latrice. Say it.
No, I'm really actually just going to chop the, like I said, the editing of the lip sync. I really would love to see the lip sync music match up with y'all's lips. It just takes you so out of the fantasy, and you kind of like try to figure out if y'all are really lip syncing properly or if y'all behind the beat and off beat. And so like, it just is really distracting for me, especially because I'm a rhythm queen. Like, I count, I'm a dancer as well. So I know, you know, I'm like, this is not even on the beat. Like, so like, that bother is so distracting. So I'm chopping, editing, get it together, bitches. Pay attention to their lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's my chop.
My chop is this wig, Ivy. Come on.
Oh, girl.
Let's send her some wigs, girl. Let's just like get a collection together.
Rich, she rich now. She on Holland. She got, she a star, honey. She can afford it. But you ain't wrong, though. You ain't wrong.
Ivy did make me my first 26-inch human wig. So she made that one.
Wait. So she makes hair?
Yeah.
And her hair looking like that?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, buyers beware.
Okay. All right. Serena Cha Cha, the Holland edition. Okay. Is that what it is?
Oh, my God. Yeah, girl.
I'm just serious.
Oh, my God, Vanilla.
No. Okay. Well, what about your chop, Reggie B? What's your chop?
The broken heel, girl. Second episode in on the Drag Race stage, my biggest dream, and then that happened.
Oh my gosh,
crushed. Yeah, by a broken heel. Yeah.
I'm happy I can laugh about it now, but I was literally crying backstage when that happened.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even and after that, I lip synced and I got eliminated. Girl, I was a mess. I'm not a crier, but I was literally on the ground like, like breathing. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to tell me or Latrice, honey, okay? But you know, it reminded me of that one episode of Sex and the City where Carrie Bradshaw like walks that fashion show and then she like totally eats it and falls on the runway.
Oh, right.
And I think their broken heel distracted from your ugly outfit, Reggie B. So, in a good way, it's more memorable. It's more of a moment now, you know?
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, blessings. Well, that is our Tops and Our Chops, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to The Chop, and we have new shows every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes, and make sure you subscribe to our show and you can rate and review us on your podcast apps.
And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. Email LatriceAndManila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at ManilaZon. And Reggie B, where do we follow you on Instagram?
You can follow me on Miss Reggie B on Instagram and on TikTok. I'm also at Miss Reggie B. And make sure to tune in on the 20th of August because I'm dropping my first single.
Ooh. Oh, that's coming up like this time next week.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations, honey. Well, we're definitely going to be listening to your new bop, and I can't wait to see and hear more from you. Continued love and success for you, darling. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of trade to get to, apparently. So we're not going to keep you much longer so you can get back into your DMs. Thank you all, and we'll see you next week to find out
who gets the chop.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, aka Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.